科学概論 Richard Gregory Discovery or the Spirit and Service of Science
It has been truly said that the tendency of the human mind is to exaggerate the possibilities of the unknown. Wherever there is ignorance, nature is dreaded as much as a child dreads darkness. The appearance of a comet in the sky caused whole nations in earlier days to tremble with fear because nothing was known of the nature and movements of these bodies. From the time that Newton showed that comets travel round the sun in definite paths under the control of gravitational attraction, the feeling of awe and anxiety formerly produced by such celestial visitors has been diminishing. They are now looked upon as interesting spectacles instead of being regarded as heralds of disaster. Those who transgress the laws of man sometimes escape punishment, but the laws of nature can never be broken without paying the penalty. The man who steps over the side of a cliff, consciously or unconsciously, meets the consequences of his actions swiftly, whether he be sinner or saint. And the laws of health can no more be broken with impunity than can the law of gravitation. When effects follow quickly upon causes, we learn the relationship between them readily. And from our childhood, avoid actions which produce pain, as a burnt child dreads the fire. Science has shown that a disease is due to a particular cause, preventable or otherwise, though it may not tread closely upon the heels of action. The recognition that knowledge of the physical universe is only the bud of a flower which can never be seen in its perfection is the salvation of science. Nature acknowledges no exclusive claims to truth or right of dictatorship in her name over either this generation or the next. The scientific man has to work for truth so far as her ways can be comprehended by him, but he is never more than a trustee for posterity and has no authority to define the functions or limit the freedom of those who follow him. When men believe that complete truth has been revealed to them, they restrain inquiry and persecute those who fail to see the same light. This position should never be taken in science, which invites investigation, welcomes criticism, and rejoices at new truths to supersede or supplement the old.